2013 was a big year for me and you, Kyle.
Absolutely.
We went to a concert together.
We did. And even though this is a book review in a sense, we want people to get a sense of some of the important stuff here. I actually am really hoping we'll talk about Pearl Jam.
last summer, Kyle and I had the opportunity to go see Pearl Jam at Wrigley Field, which was kind of awesome. And it's amazing, you know, opportunity to see this iconic band from the 90s. We both grew up in the 90s.
Well, and it was awesome in a lot of ways, and when I tell the story, I always say, man, it was just so amazing. And yet, I think there were a lot of ways that it didn't feel awesome in the moment. We both had some trouble getting there. There was, oh, by the way, that massive storm that kept us there till 2 a.m.
Yeah. All the while being serenaded by this music that has meant so much to us, or used to mean so much to us as kids.
For sure.
And also being in this really iconic place on Wrigley Field. The stage was set up in center field, right underneath the green scoreboard that is so well known. Kyle and I kind of got onto the field and looked around, and there were thousands of people there, many in like Pearl Jam shirts from like 1992 when they saw them at Lollapalooza in Phoenix, Arizona.
Totally.
And then also kind of peppered by Cubs fans and yeah, baseball t-shirts, and the workers at Wrigley, most of whom who were probably over 60 years old, all of us were there to experience this concert.
And they brought that place, the band brought that place very purposely into part of their performance after the very long, how long was it, 3 hours?
Well, there was a rain delay, which they'd played for only like 8 songs. And all of a sudden this huge storm was supposed to come. It actually didn't come for about an hour and a half after they promised it would be there. It was a rain delay. Very baseball.
And after that rain delay, they started the second, I want to say second half, but it was much the second two-thirds by introducing a song written at the request of Ernie Banks, a legendary Cubs player, written at his request about Wrigley Field, about the Cubs, and they sang it in that place. They invited Ernie Banks to stage. Ernie said, here is the baseball glove that Eddie Vedder bought here when he was 5 years old, when he was growing up in Evanston, Illinois, around the corner, and now he's taking it back. So it was interesting how all of these places were brought into the musical event, brought into the communication from the stage and the fans, and we couldn't forget it. It was clearly part of what was going on.